This is a story of the latest people, that how they think that they had been originated into the Navajo tribe. This is a long story. It would take about 10 or 15 tapes to work on. So mostly of these things that are being worked on, we will be continuing on from time after time till they would all finish the story. It goes by the songs of the chant and sun painting through what they know that they have followed from time after time. It is still secret through the Navajo country. So we will be continue on with the story of a man named by Oki James. He has a well-known mind as remembrance of what they think that he is today. So we will be continue. Some of the useless round the heart were probably a basket. So some Navajo makes a little basket today, and some Apache group makes a great deal. All of the kind that is containing in the southwest, but not in the north. So we gather that the wandering people saw a new art suits to their new way of life and beginning to use it. Perhaps some Navajo woman learned to make boras of bottle, the most necessary kind of containing perhaps as they pass south. Some Navajo man marries Pratum woman, exploits in the arcs. Perhaps they monopolize trade for what they need. In any case, it seems likely that there was basketrolls in these early Navajo homes, as there has been ever since white have known the Navajos. The containing most often used it. Both of these are ancient type in the southwest, where the ancestors of the Pueblos may all their kitchenwares and baskets before pottery came in. The bowls is of a type you may see in old basket maker cave. Much was eaten from each bowl until a short time ago by the missionary Indians of Southwest Southern California and the Patos of the Navajo, of the Nevada. We can imagine a finely seats on the ground around this old types of pottery and reaching into it for handful of mush made of wild seeds. Today the Navajo bowl is usually mostly at wedding ceremony, where the brides and the grooms eat handful of cornmeal mush as they first meal together. Also, the Navajo medicine man or Cantor Sin used a bow in his ceremonial, trying it upside down for use as a drum. He is very careful that it shall be made according to contained religious rule and before most Navajo women today are unwilling to undertake the test. They prefer to get bolo from the patoons, but even so, one rule must always be observed. There must be a broken in the patoons as shown in the installs of potteries. Some Indians call this the spirit line and says it is left as in some pueblo pot, so that the maker's spirit shall not be shut in. Navajo woman. Near the Dineta still makes the basket containing which we have a matching before. We have already spoken about Navajo potteries. These tall gray jars with the round bottom shows they will not stand up alone and look as though they were mean to be placed among stones at the campfire or carrying on a woman's back. Slightly by the yaki ropes. Often there is a rope-like the directors around the neck of the jar against which the loop would fit. Such jars are still made by the Navajos and Apache and by no other tribe in the Southwest. Did the Navajo start making these after they got to the Southwest, as we suggest in the last chapter? Or did they learn somewhere farther north and bring the art with them? Perhaps the next few years will tell. Clothing. There were only a few main types of clothing for any Indian in early days, unless they were woven like the pueblos or feather workers like some Indian of Mexico. The difference was in the mineral they would get in the shells, teeth, or krill they would find the argument and the cause in the way they paint or toasted their face and dressed their hairs. That was where they used their time and their imagination, and where the real difference comes in. Men usually wore a breech coat cloth, that is the stripe of mineral which presses between the leg and the hind over the belt, front and back. woman had a short shirt, or if material were scarce, two little aprons, one in front and one behind. Then there was some sorts of rough ripping for the feet in the cold weather, a mountain of skin or fritters in the north. The people doubtless make clothing of his soft out of skin. For the woods were the land of elks and deers. As they wander south, some claims left the elk behind, and some got into the land where there were few deers or none. So they noticed what was beginning worn by the people around them, learned it where to get the material, and did likewise. That most have been how some claims came to wear yucca leaves in the desert of Utah and Nevada. There are few forests and therefore few deers. The chief plant is the yucca. With its touch, sword-like leaf, and its tall stalk crowned with fruit-like, flat, little strange bananas. The native Indians of that desert country, from the ancient basket makers to the modern Clotons, have always known and used the yuccas. They ate its fruit, both fresh and dry. They pounded its leaf into flakes, and from this they made malts. Bags and clothes. The Navajo did the same. Almost they pull out the strange brown shell from the minor block barks of the jumper tree. This is often called cedar barks. Though really there are no cedar in American, there are many cedar-like trees. However, the most have this soft and useful lining in the bark. The same thing is used in the northern, in the northwest, and perhaps the people had heard of it before. There are some places you could see pictures of it. Some of the clothing is described by an old Navajo for those early days. The skirt was mostly frigged, and so were the ends of the bleached clothes. The foot gathered show is that the ancient Pueblo people, who also use yakis, but it seems to answer